July 19, 1973. We're talking to John Chapman about the settlement of this area. It was settled in 1919 by his grandfather, Philip A. Chapman.
No, they're going to look. I thought we were about to have company.
Mr. Chapman, could you tell us something about how your grandfather chose this area to settle in?
My grandfather was living in Ellis County, just south of Dallas, and somehow it came to his attention that the King Ranch people were selling some of their land here. And at the same time, he was interested in buying some land, so I don't know just how he heard about this, but he did hear of it and came down to investigate. And my father came with him, who was a young man at that time, relatively, and they looked over the land that was here and bought, as I understand it, all of the land remaining that they had intended to sell, which was back to the everything north of the Clayburg County line. The King Ranch people had already sold some land north of this that we're on now.
Is that what's now the London community?
Yes. As I understand, the King Ranch at one time owned as far north as the Petronilla London Road, or somewhere approximately there. And they were selling this land as they could, and sold all that northern part back to here, and they just had this in what is now Chapman Ranch area left that they intended to sell. So my grandfather bought this remaining land from me. And then he returned to Waxahachie, Ellis County, and continued to live there.
There we go.
Yeah. My grandfather continued to live in Waxahachie, and my father then came down periodically at first to see after this property. Later, much later, I think it was in 1931, he moved down here permanently.
Was your father about 25 or 26 when he was taking care of the property?
Well, let's see. My father was born in 1883, so he would have been older than that at that time.
Yeah. Did you, at that time, were you ranching the property or farming it?
Of course, it was all in the pasture, grass, and brush at the time that they bought it. And their original intention was to operate it as a ranch, as the King Ranch had done. But gradually over the years, they began to put some in cultivation, beginning on the east side, gradually working west. And I think it proved to be more productive as a farmland rather than a rangeland. And so gradually more and more was put into cultivation until now it's all in cultivation with the exception of a few small areas that are not really very suited for cultivation.
When you drive up to Chapman Ranch, there are several buildings here that look like offices, and then it looks like a regular old town with houses and school. When did it become sort of a little city?
Well, at the time it was purchased from the King Ranch, there were a few improvements on it. Located at 3 miles west of its present headquarters, they had a little settlement there of a few houses and a little school and a water well and a watering place for their cattle, and it was called Santa Cruz. And, this was the original headquarters. Then later, as the land was converted into farming. More people were involved then in the farming of the land, and as it started on the east side of the property, this headquarters was built over here to accommodate them, and houses were built for the farmers to live in, and some little stores were built along here, since it was impossible at times to get as far away as Corfu. Before there were any paved roads out here, there would be sometimes periods of several weeks or a month when it was impossible to get to Corfu except by horseback.
What sort of little stores were in this building?
Originally there were a grocery store and a dry goods store and a blacksmith shop, and a little restaurant, and let's see, I believe that's all. Then later on they added some others, like even a barber shop at one time existed here.
Did they ever have a good cantina?
No, I don't believe so.
No beer?
No beer was sold in those days. And in fact, I don't believe there's ever been any alcoholic beverage sold out here.
Was there ever a church in this community?
Yes, there were two churches here at one time. Baptist Church and a Methodist Church. And the Baptist Church existed longer than the Methodist Church did, but now there's neither one here active anymore. And at the present time, most of the people that live here feel like they're really an extension of Corpus Christi rather than a separate community out there.
Your school, when was it built?
Let's see, I'm not sure. I think the school was built in the late 20s. There's a little plaque up there over the entrance to the school that has the year in which it was constructed, but I think it was about 27 or 29 along there. As I mentioned, there was already an existing school here, but as people outgrew that, the new buildings were built over here at this point.
Through what grade do the schools go?
Originally, there were 12 grades taught here. And over the years, they've gradually cut back. And at the present time, there are 6 grades taught here. And the remaining students above those grades, the first 6, are transported by bus into Corpus to finish their high school.
The teachers that taught out here originally, did they live in the community or commute from Corpus?
Originally, all the teachers that taught here lived here because it was a little difficult to commute from Corpus every day. At the present time, all the teachers that teach here live in Corpus, so that's what they prefer.
How big is your community now?
The community right here, just right around the school there, I don't know. I would say there must be 15 or 20 families living right around here. But the school district encompasses all of the land that was in the original Chapman Ranch, which consisted of just over 34,000 acres.
Can you send a school bus in these back areas to pick the children up and bring them here?
Yes.
What is your enrollment?
I think the present enrollment is about 65 to 70 in these 6 grades.
From the road, it looks like one of the buildings has a gym in it, does it?
Yes. There's a gym which was built much later and added on to the school. It's And only one of the two school buildings is in service at the present time.
Do they use the gym on rainy days?
Yes. The gym's used every day with the school building.
And it's called Chapman Ranch School District?
Yes, the official name is Santa Cruz Independent School District. But most people call it Chapman Ranch School.
But officially it's the other name.
Yes.
Now, going back to when the ranch was first settled, what were the main crops that they first started with?
I believe originally they grew cotton here for what they call their cash crop, and they grew various kinds of feed crops for the animals. Like this, all the farming was done for horses and mules, and they grew various kinds of sorghum for feed for their livestock, for their work animals. And cotton was their cash crop. It wasn't until after the work animals were replaced by tractors that there was no longer a need to grow feed for livestock here. And that sometime after that, the farmers began growing a similar type of sorghum for the seed, the grain.
Can you think about when, is it milo that they grow now?
Yes.
So much?
Yes.
When did the milo become such a popular crop?
Let's see, I believe long about in the 1930s, I would say. I'm not sure, but I think that's about the time that it began to grow commercially as a grain crop rather than a feed crop.
Are you about 100% into milo now, or do you grow other crops?
No, we still grow cotton also. But milo has taken first place now in so far as number of acres are concerned.
In talking to your father and your grandfather or anybody else, what would you say is the biggest change in this area? Is it the crops or the method of farming? Or?
Yes, I think in the method of farming, it's probably the most noticeable change in that. So few people are involved now in the farming operation as compared to the farming that was done in the beginning. Originally, they had one farmer here farming 640 acres. And that's about all that he could take care of in those days, working it with mules and walking plows and things as they did then. But now, a farmer can't very well make a living on 160 acres with all the equipment that is necessary for him to have. He needs a larger acre.
Are you kind of like a factory now? Everybody has an assigned job and goes out and does it?
Well, yes. I think it's more like any other business now than it used to be. It's changed in that way.
About how many people do you have farming your acreage?
Well, we rent some of our farmland. Let me right here say that the Chapman Ranch is not operated any longer as a single operation as it was in the beginning. Over the years, it's been partitioned and divided among various family members, and some have sold some of their land so that. Each one at the present time sees after their own property as they see fit. And so it can't really be thought of as a single operation as it was from the time it was purchased up until about 1941, when it was first petitioned. And since that time, some additional divisions have taken place. So at the present time there, I'd say it must be 8 or 10 people that own the property that was originally in Chapman Ranch. So that to think of the entire area,
it's kind of difficult.
It's a little difficult to say just how many people are involved in all of that. I couldn't say right off hand.
I was just kind of wondering if, a while ago you said, 164 acres one person could handle. And I was wondering about how many acres one person could handle now.
Well, one farmer, they're various size farms, but I would just say that 320 acres is a pretty small farm now. Of course, there are smaller ones, but to make a living on a full-time basis, it's pretty hard if it's less acreage than that in this particular area. If a person is farming less than 320 acres, it's just about required to find some outside employment to help him make a living.
Are there any people around that grow their own kitchen foodstuffs, or is it entirely grain crops?
Some people have gardens around their houses. And not all do. I think in past years, nearly every farmer had some chickens and ducks and a few pigs and things like that, but nowadays that's not the case. They all shop in the supermarket like everyone else, it seems.
Character type people.
Oh, golly, the community was full of interesting, very constructive people in those days, and it'd be hard to single out any individuals. I don't think of any right now that stand out in my mind.
Back when we had all the little stores here and everything, was there a doctor also for the community?
There was at one time a doctor here, Dr. Thompson, I believe.
Yeah, he's just about to be there.
Dr. Thompson lived here.
Could you tell us if Dr. Thompson was an itinerant doctor, or did he live here in the community?
No, Dr. Thompson lived right here for a while. I'm not sure just how long he was here. But he apparently had a practice from the people right here in the area. Let me see, this was before my time. I don't remember him myself. I guess he must have been here during the 20s or sometime along about that. And since that time, there have been no doctors that actually lived out here. Medical problems have to be dealt with in Corpus or some other town around.
People that came as farmers, were they of any particular nationality? Were, like over in the Costuras area, there were a lot of Czechs that came in, or was there a particular nationality that chose this area?
Most of the farmers that settled here came down from North Texas. I don't know why, unless it would be that my family was from that area. There were a lot of people that came here originally from a little town about Tasca, which is west of Waxahachie, I think, in northwest, where there's a cotton mill now. There were other farmers that came in from other little towns around that immediate area and moved down here and rented some land from the Chapman Ranch, as it was called in those days, and began to farm in this area. One family that comes to mind right now that did come from the Itasca area, I believe, was P.C. Calloway, who later became mayor of Corpus. But there were many families from that area that did come down here and settle.
What do you think would be the advantage of this area over the North Texas area for farming?
Well, I think there are advantages now in that it's, I think, a little more productive and a little easier to farm than that rolling land up there that they came from. But I imagine that most of those people came down here in order to get a start in farming. That land up there was already settled and in production. Probably it was easier for a young fellow to start in farming by coming to a new area like this.
I've heard that one time the land was selling for as little as a dollar an acre. Do you remember if it ever sold that cheaply?
I don't know. I've heard, of course, what my grandfather paid the King Ranch for that, but the figure doesn't come to mind right now. It seems to me it was somewhere in the range of $17 to $19 an acre or something such as that.
Well, maybe the dollar acre property was down closer to the bay where it's so sandy.
Well, I'm sure that earlier than that it was even cheaper. I don't know really what it might have sold for at some earlier time.
I think that you've given us a very good record of how the Chapman Ranch was settled and how it came to stop being a ranch and began being a farm. Do you see that you'll ever change the name so it indicates it's a farm?
I don't know that we will. I don't know what Chapman Ranch is the name of anymore, except the post office that's still located here and operates under the name of Chapman Ranch. And Chapman Ranch is really more of an area now than anything else. The people that live here live at Chapman Ranch. That's a description of where, the geographical area. But it's not a business as such. It's not any organization as such. But about all it is, it's just an area.
Name of a little town. Thank you very much.
They've all become more specialized in their work. Try to grow the crops that they can produce most efficiently.
And thinking back again through things that your grandfather told you and your father told you, can you think of any outstanding things, perhaps like some real bad weather or any unusual occurrences here at the ranch?
The weather is always different. The average weather conditions never quite exist, it seems to me. But probably the most severe weather here was the hurricane in 1919.
And that was right after y'all bought the property.
I remember my dad saying that he came down here right after that hurricane, I think this was right after he bought it. It could have been just before. I'm not sure about that. But at any rate, he has told me about riding the train down from San Antonio. And the train stopped at Portland because the causeway across the Nueces Bay was washed up. And so he got off there, and the passengers found boats and other ways to get across the bay to Corpus Christi. And then he rode a horse, he said, out from Corpus out here. It's not an unusual thing, apparently, in those days. That was the, I'm sure, the most memorable weather that we've had yet.
When people talk about, you know, like we've had an unusually wet year this year, or an unusually dry year about 2 years ago, then can you go back and look at records and find years that are drier and wetter?
Oh, yeah. I can remember firsthand, 1951, I just finished college at that time and came down here to live. And that was drier than any year we've had since then. There was very little produced here in 1951. Most of the crops died before they ever reached maturity from the drought. But I think my father's farms that he was operating at that time, they made something like 6 bales of cotton on about 600 acres.
Ooh.
And fortunately, it hasn't been quite that dry since. But we have had some pretty dry years since. Also, some very wet years have occurred since that time.
Telling about the name of the place being called Chapman Ranch when it's a farm, does this ever confuse people?
Oh, people are continually confused. It seems that every day someone will call and want to know if this is Chapman Ranch, if some individual is employed by Chapman Ranch or some such question as that. Actually, there's no such employer as Chapman Ranch, and this is hard to explain to people at times.
One time you mentioned that school children sometimes write to you.
Oh, yes. I often get mail from all over the United States just addressed to Chapman Ranch, and some of it finds its way to me. Possibly some of it finds its way to other individuals here, but it's really quite interesting. And often they'll say something like that they're maybe in the 5th grade or something like that, and they're currently studying about Texas ranches. And would I please furnish them with some information about our range? A little difficult to know how to answer that. I wonder sometimes how school children in places like Wisconsin and Michigan ever know about us anyway, but possibly they picked that name up on the map or something. It is on some map because of the highway ending as it does right here. So, well, we continually get interesting letters of that sort.
You can just write back and say, we're no longer a ranch, we are a farm, or a group of farms. When you first started, you said there was some ranching.
Yes.
About how many years did it continue as a ranch?
The land that my father owned himself out of the original petition, the last land was put in cultivation in 1954. In fact, as I mentioned, I came down here just start work on a permanent basis about that time, and that turned out to be my first job, to work on that.
What kind of cattle did you have when it was a ranch?
Had various types of cattle at different times, so starting with the native cattle of this area. You know, they've had the different times since then, various crosses of Brahma and what have you, Hereford at one time. My dad had some registered Brahmas at one time. But mostly the cattle that here were crosses of various types of cattle, usually including some Brahma.
You never went in with King Ranch and bought some of their Santa Gratuitas cattle and tried those, or that was just strictly their brand?
In the later years of ranching here, some of their cattle were brought in. And some of my relatives here that still have a few cattle include some of their Santa Gratuitas cattle in there. They're herd. They're quite good cattle, well adapted to this area.
When your father came down and bought the property from the King Ranch, do you have any idea why King Ranch was selling property at that time?
It's my understanding that Miss Henrietta. One of the King people had just died, I think, and this prompted their action. I believe Robert Clayburgh Sr. was managing the property at that time, and it was from him that my grandfather bought the property. But I believe it was his mother-in-law, who had just died some few years previously. It was my understanding that it was because of that they were selling some of their property.
The King Ranch in the 30s, Humble Oil came in and helped them out by drilling some wells. Has there been oil also found on this property?
Yes, there's been some oil found here, and not very much oil compared to the King Ranch developments, but there has been some production.
The London area said that they had oil about 25 years ago. Is that about the same time your oil was discovered?
There was a little development here in the late 1930s, I believe. And I've heard stories that at one time there was a well that produced some sort of distillate or something that was sometimes used in the houses around here. It's for heating in the winter, but the production in those days was fairly small in quantity. There were two or three little wells producing them. Most of the commercial development here occurred in the 1950s and 1960s, I think.
And then it just sort of faded out, or the little well is still out there pumping?
Oh, some are still pumping and some have faded out. And then they're still drilling an occasional well out here.
Well, let's hope they come in, since we're having a fuel oil shortage. Maybe you can help by getting some wells producing for us. When going back over everything we've talked about, it seems like we've covered the weather and the crops pretty well. Are there any particular people that you remember as being outstanding in the community? Doctors or particular teachers?